Blog Talk Radio.
And bless his holy, most gracious name. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Glorious Gospel Vibes right here in the ATL. Oh, I'm so glad that you all were able to join us today. Me and my co-host, Minister Derek Tugger. What's up, Minister D?
What's up? Hallelujah.
Feeling good all down in our bones. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, we're here.
It is like fire.
Shut up in my bones.
Yes, sir. What's up, Glory? Oh, what we got going on today?
We got some old stuff. We're gonna go back. We're gonna drag it on back. You know, but
we're not
uplifting and yes, we got some hymns, you know, like something like hymns and psalms and, you know, something make you feel good back in the old days when they used to get real serious.
We're going to go way back, like, with the lion hymns. You know the lion hymns are, don't you?
The lion
You don't remember the lion hymns, do you?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, okay, hold on. let me get... You know, when they used to get down on one knee and bow down over the chair and say,
Hey, Charles.
Now, you know, I never learned the words till I was grown. You know,
I think, and it's not called no Hey, Charles. I think it just sounds like Hey, Charles. A charge.
A charge to keep I have and a God to glorify.
To serve this
present age.
I got to reward it.
Yeah, it's a charge to keep
what?
I have.
I knew the whole song, you know, just you know, like an ad lib type, just hit the main syllable type song, you know.
I'm gonna pull up the words before we go up the air today. You should have handled that.
But we gonna start it off with a prayer, and then we're gonna go into an old folk church medley by Ann Curry. I'm telling you, we're gonna bring it up. Get y'all uplifted back up in. We ain't gonna play no dead hymns or no dead old songs now. We're gonna put something that you can relate to in this present age and time.
All right.
I got somebody for you. Anyway, praise be to God. We're going to start off with prayer because we're going to need it today, y'all. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you right now. Lord God, right here while we're on our radio program, Glorious Gospel Vibes, Father, we thank you for being able to be here one more again, is what they would say. Father, we just thank you thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every listener right now in their homes, Lord God, on their jobs, Lord God, with their children, with their husbands and marriages. Lord God, I pray right now that you touch and uplift and deliver anything that's not like you in these situations, Father, but enhance and bless each and every person that's listening today. Father, right now we thank you for our stats, and we thank you for my co-host, and we thank you for Minister Lois Candy Vernon right now, Lord God, as she's on her traveling way. Father, we ask for safe travel for her coming back. Father, we just thank you for so many good and wonderful things. So we can't say it all on the radio right now, but we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. It's our anchor. Nobody, nobody. You know how you do it. Wow. That's what them jumping songs. I tell you, we're going to bring it, we're going to draw it back a little bit. We're going to wind you on back a little bit. But see, it ain't going to be too
old, right.
Oh, songs of the Lord. Sad me songs. Oh, what I'm going to do. Lord, don't pass me by. Don't pass me not. None of those kind of songs.
No. We don't need none of those. We don't need no jump off the cliff song.
Ooh, boy, wasn't them some jump off the cliff songs? I'm gonna tell you, some of y'all don't know back in the day how all these like hymns and songs, how this stuff originated. Well, back in the day we always say back in the day, but you know what we want to say. How you want to say it?
Before our
time. In the early times. Yeah, right. Anyway, when they were doing the hymns and songs. Now, hymns really way back in ancient times, actually, hymns came from the tradition of Hinduism.
Mm-hmm.
And the psalms came from a collection of psalms came from Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
That was way on back. Now, but when we became, when Jesus came, when we was covered in the blood bought, blood washed, and blood covered.
Yes.
Christians mm-hmm. originally modeled on the Psalms and other poetic passages in the Scriptures. You know, they used to call them canticles. But Christian hymns are generally directed as praise to our God
right.
and to his Son, Jesus, the Christ.
Yeah, praise.
Okay?
Praise.
Since the early time, now Christians have sung psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and devotion and praise and worship. We just mm-hmm. feel that it brings in the Holy Spirit. I mean, it just gets everybody hyped up. It gets the pastor hyped up, ready to give it. Ooh, bring it all to you, just as he knows it and God, the Holy Ghost has planted within him. I'm telling you, it does good. Praise and worship, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Some
mm-hmm.
people come to church and they can't even get into praise and worship. Because they still at home. The
mm-hmm.
body is in church, but the spirit is at the house.
Mm-hmm.
But get into it now. Christian hymns
mm-hmm.
is good now. Often written with special seasons and themes of the holy days like Christmas and Easter and all the saints. But we use it for any time, not just for holidays and Lent season and Holy Bible Day and what they used to call Tuesday night prayer. No, we
mm-hmm.
use it every day because we love music. Most of us love
that's
music.
Right.
And they love to hear something that's going to uplift them and encourage them to go forward. In Psalms 96, first thing it says, sing unto the Lord a new song.
A new song.
Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God mm-hmm. tell us to sing. God tell us to praise. God tell us to have a good time in the Lord. You don't always have to sit there and just talk, and no music. God says, sing unto me. He loves to hear that.
Sing it.
He loves to hear it.
Sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sing it.
He in Psalm 147, now this is David. This is David talking, but look here. Hey, he was the apple of who? Oh, that was that thought.
Oh, God.
Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. He loved to sing.
Mm-hmm.
He loved to dance.
Mm-hmm.
God love us. What you talking about? He love us to do that. What? Oh, I'm going to bring y'all back. I'm going to try to bring y'all right where y'all going back in with some uplifting. Oh, get it down. Let's do this. Let's get it out of there. He's worthy. New Jersey Mass. Y'all remember that song? He's worthy.
Of course.
He ain't worthy, baby. Woo. He bought you here.
Yes, he is.
Oh, bless the Lord. He's worthy.
Yes, he is.
Sure, the man. Boy, that thing used to have me tearing up my whole wall. I bumped a hole in the wall. I rocked it so hard. Oh, bless the Lord. Man, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yep.
Mister,
you
do you
put a hole in all
the
sheetrock.
We just want to hear. Oh, yeah. That's true. That's for true. I did it.
Well, you know, I got some good news
what
for us today. Well, you know, being in the society we is, where all you hear is bad news, you know, I figure, you know, it's time to give some good news.
That's
you know, keep everybody lifted up and let you know that he will do it. My article for today, I got a 17-year-old that graduated from college. Not only graduated from college, but graduated from Florida Atlantic University with a degree in molecular biology. Graduated from college with a 3.98. Young man named James Martin, summa cum laude. I just like to say shout out.
We're losing you. We are losing you.
You can't hear me?
Cum laude. I heard the cum laude part.
Yes, he graduated summa cum laude from Florida Atlantic University. Yeah.
What's karate?
I said he graduated summa cum laude from Florida Atlantic University.
Oh. Okay.
Well, graduated with a 3.9. He received a degree in molecular biology.
That's good. I mean, not bad, but good. You know how we do it. Everything good is bad, and everything bad is good. That's good.
So he says in his next couple of years he wants to have this doctorate degree. So he plans on having this doctorate by the time he turns 20 years old. All I'm saying is, won't he do it?
Handle your business, young man. Handle your business. Now, that's good news. Good news.
Won't he do it?
Bad, cause I don't
see, Goldie, you missed it. That was a good time right there to put on the shout music and just go. See, you missed it.
Can I get in the feelings of it?
You missed it.
The man just. Whew, we don't hear things like that no more. So let me.
See, first of all, when I testify on a Sunday morning in front of the church, that my 17-year-old graduated from college with a 3.9 with a degree in molecular biology, I'm not going to even make it through the testimony.
Okay, how old was he?
17. I'm not even going to make it through the testimony.
17. You go.
17.
Handle your business, young man. Don't you let
17.
Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody stop you. We're going to put you in shock. Come on.
Ah,
17. Don't let nobody turn you around. That's what I'm.
But you know, in all seriousness, my prayers is, you know, the Lord to cover him and protect him, because when you have somebody who's accomplishing so much at a young age, the devil is going to come at him with everything he has.
Well, I'll tell you what, we ain't even going to speak it, because I believe he's just strong enough. If he made it this far, and what he's doing, keep on doing what you're doing, and then you know how to apply it to the enemy's head. You crush it, and you know how to do it. If you don't, give me a call. You know the number.
Yes. Stomp on his head.
Glorious gospel by him. Stomp him. Stomp his head. Woo! Now, I'm going to play a little something for y'all, just to celebrate with the young man. All of y'all, hear the testimony of this young man's life as he's getting ready to go forward. I'm quite sure he's going to come one day, and he's going to be even higher than what he is now. He might be another president of the United States. Now, you can't go, but no. You never
know.
But for all of y'all that's sitting around and making excuses and whining and crying, Lord, we're going to ask God to open your eyes so that you can see what's going on before you. God has already done the work. All you got to do is follow the path. What? That's all I got to say. Earth, wind, and fire, open my eyes.
Walk in it.
Children, they messed up. We have heaven.
Oh, that's my song right there. Y'all remember that? Open our eyes, earth, wind, and fire.
Yes, yes.
Even back
yes.
then, he was praising the Lord in song. Oh, Lord, that is a wonderful song. I tell you, do y'all know what it is to just sing, be, just have so much music inside of you has to come out? And when it's a hymn, oh, my God, let me tell you what a hymn is. A hymn is a lyric poem. Or reverently and devotionally conceived, which is designed to be sung. It's a poem that has been designed to be sung and which expresses the worshiper's attitude towards God and the purposes in human life. That's what it is. That's what a hymn is.
See, I got the lyrics now. See, it's a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify. I've never done so to say, and fit for the sky. See, you never got that far in the song, have you?
I am so glad God. Ooh, if God hadn't continued in me, if I didn't continue in Him, I tell you, I'd still be back there. Some of those songs, I'm telling you, would leave you going walking out the church like, what was that we was talking about? What was they singing about? That's where your mind would be focused on. It wouldn't even be focused on the word that went forth. It would be focused on that song.
I believe back then when they really knew the meaning of it, I mean, because, you know, we make fun of it now because really most of us can't relate to it. But I truly believe they probably sung those songs with a lot more power than we do now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really believe
they sung it with some power just to shake the church. Because seemed like everybody knew.
In the day, they used to say the words before they sung them. See?
Yeah.
They would say
it real fast. And you say, you know what I'm saying, you know.
See, yeah, listen. You gotta listen quick. What a prayer we have about Jesus and all of his grief. What a prayer we have in Jesus. See, if you don't listen, you don't get the word. That means you gotta pay attention.
Oh, Lord. See, that's
right. Right, see, but you don't want no more. Bread.
I'm trying to be right, Lord. People like this right here, the minister did not know. Help, Lord. Baby. I'm trying to change, trying to get it together, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Well, listen.
Ooh, anyway, we're going to play a little Tremaine.
We got Tremaine.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm finna play, don't you? I'm changed.
Everybody ain't changed.
Yeah.
had to throw that I'm changed up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm changed.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Oh, bless the Lord on my soul.
So glad. So glad.
I'm changed.
So glad he changed.
Guess who here also say they change? We going to put on Sister Peppercorn. She want to say a few
oh.
words today. Praise be to God. Hi, sister. How you doing, babe? Oh, you want to get on that air? Okay, come on. Praise the Lord. Sister Evangelist Peppercorn. Praise be to God, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank the Lord for being in the house one more time. Praise be to God to be on the air on Glorious Gospel Vibes, my friend Evangelist Groby Pope. And what's your name, honey?
You know my name.
I'm changed, y'all. Minister Deary. Tugger, I'm not going to be like that because I'm trying to get my E. Y'all know I'm working on my E. My E, I had my E, and they took my E back. Why did they take me when I told them I was changed? Praise be to God.
They repossessed your E.
Oh, no.
You got
you know,
your E repossessed.
See, this is why I said I was changed, y'all. And I'm not going to let Minister Tugger take my mess up my chances for me getting my E.
I'm just asking a question.
But I just want to let the world know that song, that old song that I love so well, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And that's why I got saved off that song, because he took my hand and he brought me in from the cold. Praise be to God. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want Sister Evangelist Globe, go ahead and play that. I want something gonna lift me. And Precious Lord, take my hand. Y'all
yes,
God,
Precious
please.
Lord, take her hand, cause she got her E repossessed. She didn't pay the note on her E and got it took back from her.
See, this is why I asked the Lord to take my hand, cause to keep my hand off that trigger. If y'all know what I'm saying, I know I'm on the radio. I know I'm on the radio. I'll talk to y'all later. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to play a little Al Green. We're going to bring Al Green up in here for Sister Evangelist Peppercorn, Precious Lord.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
Got
we got Evangelist Peppercorn back here just praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ha, precious Lord. Al Green, y'all. That's what I put a little twist to that precious Lord in there, y'all. You got rid of the cry. As soon as you hear, take my hand. Oh, you are, God, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Lead me home.
Yes, Lord.
Let me be safe.
But it do touch it.
Oh,
people started singing that precious Lord. Woo-hoo.
I
start thinking about all the stuff you done wrong, everything. You be asking God, you're repenting and everything. It's a repentance. I think that brings you to repentance type song.
That kind of song.
Hey, y'all down on the floor, wilding all over the floor. Oh,
yeah, slobbing and everything.
Oh, but I tell you, do y'all remember that the old hymn, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus?
Oh, for y'all grace to trust him more. Commission did a real nice version of that.
You should have brought it on in to the studio. That's what I say. You bring it on in now. But we're going to do it by Sheer Norman today. Tis so sweet.
Oh, I love his version. His version is very nice, too.
Praise.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know that it was said by God. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you, how I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, my precious Jesus, I thank you for the grace to trust you more. Oh, 'tis so sweet to trust in Daddy, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise. Oh my, just to know that it was said by God. Oh, so Daddy, Daddy, how I trust you, how I prove you more and more. Yeah, yeah. Daddy, Daddy, oh Daddy, my precious Daddy, I thank you for the grace to trust you more. Yeah. I thank you for the grace to trust you
more. Beautiful. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Woo, Lord, it got me up here crying, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, just sit Lord. Back and bask in that one. Just sit back and just.
We say, what you going to do? Punk another punch a fellow. I tell you, those are the kind of songs I'm talking about. When you can reach back and just jerk your spirit, you know, not that kind of stuff, but you know what I'm just saying, just reminisce on some of the beautiful songs that have been written.
Yeah.
From the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit in you.
Yes,
and, good God. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, time is drawing near. But I want to play this one song.
What you got?
I don't know if you know this. How do you know this song? How do you know you can handle this song? How do you know you do it by yourself?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
What you waiting for? The song?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is blessing me. That song's called The Lord is Blessing Me. I'm telling you, He blessed me today in church. He did. Mm-hmm. The Lord blessed me in church today. Which He blessed me every day. But today, I was ready to tear that little hole up. That little seat I was sitting in, it was just too many people. I would have knocked all their teeth out today. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord.
Touch somebody and tell them the Lord is blessing me right now.
the Lord. The Lord is blessing me right now. Larry Trotter right there in the house. He's blessing me. He makes no attempt about it. The Lord is blessing me right now.
They used to
direct the choirs right back in the day. Remember how they used to march in the church and everybody get excited because the choir marching to you? Those were the
stand
good days
for the processional of the choir.
they
all march in and sing, doom, 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 doom.
Those were the days. They need to bring that back. They need to bring that march in thing back. I'm telling you, I don't know what y'all talking
about. We come this far by faith.
By faith, baby. That was the main song. We're marching.
Yes.
Marching on up the Zion. Oh, y'all marching don't know about that. Y'all don't know.
I'll start marching on up the Zion.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I tell y'all, we had a good time reminiscing on some of these old times. We're going to do this again, y'all. We just had to throw that off in there. Hope you enjoyed our show today. God bless everyone. Minister D, holla. The Lord's
praise
prayer.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
By Globy Hope. I'm going
good
to
evening,
you on
everybody.
Out.
Goodbye.
Good evening.
Deliver us from evil.